The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Next month, we'll have our annual gadget show in the run-up to Christmas. Andy O'Donoghue, of course, will be a central part of that for us. But today, he's going to look at some things that might actually even feature in that programme. Gadgets that can help reduce the cost of running your car or can improve its safety. Andy, start with dash cams for us, please.
Matt, dash cams, it's astonishing over the last couple of years how they have become so prevalent. And initially, it was sort of a petrol head gadget and gizmo that guys like to get put on the front of their car and record their drives. However, because of the insurance industry, they were essentially embraced by the insurance industry. And they've made a big difference to driving. So essentially what this means is that dangerous driving, of course, can be recorded, and we often see videos posted on social media. But insurers like them because in the case of an accident or incident where blame is debatable, the production of the recording from the dash cam can be very important in deciding who was at fault. And even some insurers still offer a reduction up to, I believe, 8 to 10% from insurance premiums if you have a dash cam. And Matt, these used to be expensive, but they are not anymore. A brand I particularly like is Nexbase, and they start at just under 70 euros. You can buy them in numerous retailers in Ireland or online for 69 euros, and that's with a high definition, a 720 high definition image. But if you're willing to spend a couple of hundred euros more on a dash cam, the Nexbase 6 series, they're absolutely remarkable. They record in 4K. They have slow motion, and believe it or not, Matt, they triangulate your position using their own communication technology and will call the emergency services if you're involved in an accident, the sort of feature people with really fancy cars get. I would recommend them wholeheartedly.
You've got a battery jump starter here, which costs about 120 euro.
Now, this may sound like a mundane thing, but how many of us have left the lights on overnight more than once in our lives and had to call the AA if you're lucky and you've got home start, you can get the car booted up for you. But I love these, and having one in the boot, I think it's a great idea. The one that I specifically like, the GB40, and it's available in Halfords and other retailers, 120 euros. But it has heavy-duty cables on it for connecting to your battery. But it also acts, believe it or not, as a power, as a battery backup for your phone, etc. So it has a USB charger. So not only if your phone runs out, can you whip it out of the boot and charge your phone in case you're using that for navigation, but you can charge your car. And I think it has a big lithium battery in it. And I think you can get up to 20 starts of the average family car from this device.
Now, you recommend a GPS tracker which you could hide somewhere in the car. Why so?
Well, there's a number of reasons. People like to know where their car is. And this is sort of, it's a controversial matter that, let's say you have children in a house and they've just got a driving license and you want to know how they're driving. There are very sophisticated GPS trackers available. And you can pop one of them in the car and you will get information on every single drive that they do, including top speed, information about braking and the routes that they took and how long they were there. Now, obviously, there's a matter of privacy to be dealt with here, and I would suggest that families discuss that openly. But if you just want to pop a GPS tracker in your car, wondering, you know, has someone taken it? Where is it? Simple GPS tracker, Streetwise, I think, make one for 70 euros or less. So they're a really nice idea, Matt.
Okay. And an OBD protector. Now, first of all, what's OBD?
So this is the onboard diagnostics, and this is a very interesting area that's become very popular because cars now have this little socket or plug that diagnostic machines can be plugged into, and that's how your mechanic or your main service repair shop will get the information about the car to help them fix it. The problem is these OBD ports can actually be used to bypass the security of the car. So what you can do is you can get an additional lock for your OBD, which prevents somebody from connecting a cable to it and maybe helping them get into the car. And that's really useful. But the whole thing about OBD is because this is now accessible to us as consumers. So if you have a smartphone, you can connect, as well as protecting your OBD port, you can actually pop on a little Bluetooth connector that takes that diagnostic information and puts it on your phone for you. And they're available, you know, you can buy a you can buy the security port for 60 euros or so, and to add in a diagnostic tool costs a little bit more. And there's a load of different apps, Matt, that make them very useful. So if you're interested in driving, or you have a collectible car, you probably, or well, if you have an older car, you won't have this OBD port, but newer ones, and if you're concerned about maintenance and keeping an eye on how it's performing, really useful tool.
And what about an OBD scan tool for smartphones?
Well, exactly. And so that's the scan tool that I was talking about there. And so that's your Bluetooth device. There is one thing, I suppose, that's so obvious, Matt, about all of this technology for car. And actually, I was just, when you were chatting to Ian Guider, it made me think of it. People talk about Tesla and the technology in the car and how it sets them apart from traditional makers like Volkswagen and Mercedes and Volvo. One of the very first things that I would suggest anybody does is download Android Auto for your smartphone. And if you have a car from, if you have a Ford Focus from 2017 or a Ferrari, it doesn't matter. Most cars now, modern cars, are compatible with Android Auto. And Android Auto essentially allows you to take the display of your phone and put it onto your car's display. So cars, of course, now we see those 5-inch or even bigger display screens, but you can get all of the Google apps that you would use on your phone. So you can get Spotify, and you can get Google Maps or Waze, and you get Google Assistant, and it automatically integrates itself with the Bluetooth system in the car, meaning that you can navigate and use voice commands. And this is the kind of technology that's actually accessible to everybody, not just people who buy new Teslas.
What about the North Shore tire inflator?
Again, sounds like a mundane device. This is about 47 or 8 euros, and you can buy them online. It is probably the smallest and lightest tire inflator in the world. It is literally, it is 1.5 inches practically in diameter, just over 8 inches long. And it's made from metal, so it's very durable. But and even if there's no power in it, it has a little input that you can plug into the cigarette lighter. But again, if you have a flat tire, this thing literally, the size is smaller than a pencil case, will inflate all the tires on a family car. Incredibly useful to have in the boot.
Well, one final thing, and this is bizarre. The idea of having a portable espresso machine in your car?
Now, this is one of those things that will turn up on our gadget show, because I love this. And I have one of these, and it is absolutely fabulous. They cost about 65 euros. You can buy them online or downtown. And you use Nespresso capsules in it. It looks like a very small flask, like a children's flask. You do have to fill it with hot water. So then you've got to have a flask, or you've got to be able to boil hot water. But in the car on a long trip, it's absolutely brilliant. You pop an espresso capsule in and you pump it, and you get that incredible espresso looking with that creme effect on the top. Believe me, Matt, after 250 miles of driving, I have never seen a more welcome sight in my life.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.